From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome once again to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in and joining us as today the Reverend James Porter is letting the Bible speak from John's Gospel chapter 20 and words in verse 28. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. But just before we hear the message, let's take a moment and listen to these words in song.
He'll guide us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die. We will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story, how we've overcome. We will understand it better by and by. Our cherished plans have failed, disappointments have prevailed, and we've wandered in the darkness, heavy-hearted and alone.
But we're trusting in the Lord, and according to His
understand it better by and by.
By and by, oh, when the morning comes and when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story, how we've overcome. We will understand it better by and by.
Temptations, hidden snares, often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for some thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test, when we've tried to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story, how we've overcome. We will understand it better by and by and by.
Good morning. Our Bible reading for today is from John 20, verse 28. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. To confess Christ is the responsibility of every Christian. With their testimony, God's people are to magnify their Saviour. Well, in our Bible reading this morning, we have a remarkable testimony set against the background of Christ's resurrection. It was made by doubting Thomas, he who had been absent when the Lord first appeared to his disciples. But upon meeting with Christ and seeing his wounds on this occasion, he cries out in verse 28, My Lord and my God. These words were an up-to-date testimony of his own Christian experience. This was his own confession of faith. It is a confession full of great depth and meaning, not only for Thomas, but for every born-again believer in Christ. And for that reason that I want us to look today at this confession of Thomas. First of all, this confession of Thomas was really a testimony of his faith. For in this confession, Thomas says of Christ, "My God." Here he refers to Christ as being God manifest in the flesh. This was something that Thomas believed about Christ. For in verse 29 of that chapter it says, "Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed." Now these words were not spoken lightly by Thomas. We see from verse 25 that he required proof to say such a thing. For he said, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and trust my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now in the 8th day after the resurrection, Christ appears with the evidence that Tom needed. Verse 27 says, "Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and trust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." Now in light of these words, Thomas would have been forced to admit that it was no ordinary man who could rise from the dead and live with such wounds. Also from verse 26 we see how Thomas sees the Lord appearing in the midst without even opening a door. It says, "Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst." In light of such evidence, it was no wonder that Thomas could say, "My God." There are many today who will attack and deny this great truth that Christ is God manifest in the flesh. Well, here in this great resurrection chapter of John 20, we have indisputable proof that Christ is God. And as the Lord's people, dear Christian, this is a truth that you must never forget, and it's a truth that you must always defend and make known. Now, in declaring Christ to be God, Thomas would have realized that Christ was sinless and all-powerful. Indeed, Hebrews 1 verse 3 tells us that Christ is the express image of God the Father, therefore he is without sin. Hebrews 1 verse 2 also tells us that he made the worlds, thus he is all-powerful. Child of God, this fact that Christ is sinless, it means that his sacrifice satisfied divine justice. And it is through faith in his perfect sacrifice that you and I are saved and reconciled to God. 1 Peter 3 verse 18 says, "For Christ also have once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God." Unsaved listener, if you're to be saved, have your sins forgiven, be ready for heaven, then you must repent of your sin and trust in Christ. In John 14 verse 6, Christ says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Christ is the only way to God, the only way to heaven. But then secondly, we can say that this confession of Thomas is a testimony of his allegiance to Christ. For in this verse he speaks of Christ and he says, "My Lord." That word "Lord" literally means master. Christ was now Lord and master of his life. This confession of Thomas in verse 28 took great courage, for back in verse 25 we see how Thomas was on the verge of denying Christ. He says there, it says there, "The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and trust my hand into his side, I will not believe." But now in verse 28 he is serving Christ, for he is now testifying before others that Christ was Lord. And this allegiance to Christ not only involved witnessing for Christ, it also involved faithfulness in prayer and in the spread of God's word. In Acts 1 verse 13 we have Thomas's name mentioned with the other disciples, and it says, "These all continued with one accord in prayer." Also at the end of Mark 16, Christ gave his great commission to the disciples and says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And at the end of that chapter says, "They went forth and preached everywhere." Thomas was one of those they. Believer in Christ, just as Thomas showed his allegiance to Christ by his service, so we also are to do the same when we're saved. In Acts chapter 9, when Paul was saved, he said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" In that chapter you read of him in prayer, and later on in the book of the Acts you read of him giving himself to the spreading of God's word. Oh, his candles were made to burn. So when you are saved to serve Christ. Also, Christian, your service includes witnessing for Christ, speaking a word for him. The hymn writer says, "He chose me for his service, his only it must be." It includes being faithful in private and public prayer. Indeed, one preacher said, "As long as we continue living, we must continue praying." Also, it means, dear Christian, that you're to seize every opportunity that comes your way for the spreading of the gospel. child of God, not only is Christ your Saviour, he is also your Lord and Master. Therefore, like Thomas, be sure that both your life and your lip promotes his cause. Romans 12 verse 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Then finally, this confession was a testimony to Thomas's restoration. Thomas says, my Lord and my God. The use of that word my there shows the communion and the fellowship that Thomas presently enjoyed with Christ, but this was not how it always was with Thomas. The preceding verses showed that although a believer and a disciple, he had almost turned his back upon the Lord and his people. Verse 24 shows that Thomas was absent from his place of worship on the first day of the Lord's resurrection. Verse 24 says, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And because of his absence, not only did he miss the blessing of meeting with Christ, but he also disobeyed God's word. For in Hebrews 10, verse 25, God's children are commanded not to forsake, it says, the assembling of themselves together as the manner of some is. Now his absence from the place of worship gave rise to unbelief within the heart of Thomas. Also led him into disagreement with his fellow believers. We see this all from verse 25, where it says, the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Child of God, may Thomas be a solemn warning to you. When you forsake the house of God, when you forsake the place of worship, then you will be affected in the same way as Thomas. You'll get out of step with your fellow believer in Christ. Then your heart will be overcome with unbelief. Indeed, Hebrews 3 verse 12 says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Unbelief always leads to a departure from God and the things of God. When you depart from God's house, you'll miss out in the enjoyment of God's presence and blessing for your life. For in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 20, Christ has promised, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Child of God, may you heed this confession of Thomas today. May you own him as your God, as your Lord. If you're far from him today, come back to him. He will restore you, draw you back to himself and bless you. Indeed, if you're not saved today, may you put your faith and trust in Christ as Saviour. And save him as Lord, for he has died for our sins upon the cross of Calvary and rose again, so that all who trust in him shall be saved. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.